Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Well, we have a good show for you today. One of our lovely community has agreed to have her session taped for you. I love doing this because, first of all, it gives all of you an idea of what we do in a private session. And secondly, it really empowers you in your own work and in your own conscious creation and conscious thinking and conscious living to see how all of the different paths come together in a private session to kind of release the highest understanding we can get to. So that being said, know that this will and is answering the question that you are holding for today. And we're going to welcome Miss Catherine. Thank you so much for doing this for all of us.
It's my pleasure.
Good. Thank you. Giving out, giving back always magnetizes it back to you. So that being said, we're just going to move right into whatever you want to talk about, and this 50 minutes is all yours. So first of all, I want to acknowledge, Catherine, and good for you, everything's open, everything's balanced, everything's in alignment. So whatever you did, keep doing it, because things flow, as you know. Oh, I made a rhyme. Things flow, as you know, a lot easier when everything is open and balanced.
Right.
All righty. So, whatever you'd like to talk about.
Well, there are several things, but one thing I wanted to bring up is I had a really interesting experience last week. I disabled two batteries in one day, my cell phone and my car. And one is okay, but two, I'm wondering if there's some sort of a message behind it that I do know that I had, it was an opportunity for me to walk my new talk.
Uh-huh.
And look at it and see, well, okay, so what do we do? And meet nice people throughout the day on the phone, at the car place, at the phone store. It was a great day. It turned out to be just a really, really good day.
Awesome.
But I thought, you know, two high-powered things. I mean, I've done it with watches before. You know, I've turned off watches. But not a cell phone and not a car phone, and both in the same day.
Okay. Well, the first thing, they want to go to the words high-powered. That was actually the second thing that came in. And they want you to realize that had you not been in balance and, as you say, walking your talk, the day would have been very different because you would have resented the people instead of allowing the nice people to come in and take care of you and acknowledge that. So in your handling of your non-reaction, you created that great day. Even though you had to take care of stuff, you know, and we talk on the show all the time, guys, shit's going to happen. It's what you do with the shit that makes it smell or, you know, allows you to go ahead and create a good day. So high-powered and they are saying that, and I, is this the highest place we're going? Yes. I can identify with this, Catherine, because I do the same thing. I can totally affect my computer when I'm working on it so that it stalls, it freezes, it goes out, and Joni will go over and it'll work fine.
Right, right. I used to be able to do that. I was working on a bid with a coworker, and I put my hand over the computer, or I started working on it, and the screen just scrolled. And he said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "It just happens sometimes." And he said, "Oh, come on." And
well,
I put my hand.
Yeah,
I didn't even
you're right.
The screen, and it went.
Our energy is not in alignment with electronics.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Never got that, even when I've, okay. Hold on, I'm making a note here. And I don't know if that's a positive or a negative yet, but I want to make a note so we can go back to it.
Well, I have had the situation happen before, as I said before, with watches and, batteries and watches. When I was going into court for my divorce hearing, my watch stopped. And my sister said, "Kathy, take the watch off, leave it here. When you come back, leave it a few hours, it'll start up again." It did. So I've had it happen with that, but I haven't done it with something like a cell phone.
Okay, so let's look at, because electrical things have vibrations, just like we do, and vibrations are electrical impulses. So it's a good thing that we're not, okay, is that the right question? So it's not the right question to ask, is it a good or a negative thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The question is, how can we be in alignment with source and be in alignment with the electrical world that we live in? That's the highest, most correct question we can ask. Yes. Okay. So how can we be in alignment with Source, which is our I Am presence of the power of our own creation, and be in alignment with the electrical world we live in? Because it is a technical electrical world, right? So, we as spiritual people have to be able to understand how to take the power of our I Am presence and deal in this world that we're living in. So, sheets, book, give me a song.
Zippity Duda.
Okay. So that's all about joy. And the expectation of joy. Those are the highest words. So you certainly weren't expecting expectation, which when you went in to dissolve your marriage, were you?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay. So when you were on the way, what were you on the way to do when your car battery went out?
I had come out of my exercise class at the gym, and I was just coming home. I wasn't. Nothing special. That was the odd thing about that day when both of these things happened. There wasn't anything particular going on, but I ended up thinking, maybe I'm really starting to click, and maybe this is just helping me understand that I'm starting to get the gears better aligned.
That's a true statement. That is a true statement. And yet something is missing from getting the gears aligned easily and joyfully when you're connected to the I Am Pres. Okay, that's it. So there's a belief. Okay, follow this, because you actually said this. Everything was going pretty smoothly, wasn't it?
Right.
The day was just going pretty smoothly, and you'd created it just fine. And that is not in alignment with the electrical world in your belief system.
Ah.
So can you go through your thought processes about this modern world, this electrical world that we live in, and like all the social media and all that stuff, how that is out of alignment spiritually with creation? Any thought patterns that you have about, oh, my God, the world was so much simpler when we didn't have blah, blah, blah? And
I think it's more I've noticed that I have been more conscious about putting filters in place.
Yeah.
When I use media, because if I don't, it does affect my mood and my attitude, and then I have to pull myself out of that, and I don't want to waste that effort. So it's easier for me to try and filter. I'm not great at it yet. I still get sucked into the bog occasionally. But
well, so let's look at the belief that's underneath that, though, is that all of this electronics and social media and computer information that flashes across it, all of that threatens the power of who I am. That makes it harder for me to create me.
Okay.
So
I was thinking,
yeah, go ahead.
I was thinking of it more as my reaction to that.
Well, yes, but your reaction is, let me put filters on it.
Okay.
And that means I need to back away from it because it's going to affect my ability to create my life the way I want to. Like a lot of people you'll hear on the show go, yeah, I just don't watch TV. I can't watch TV. I can't even turn on the news anymore. Well, in that statement, what we're saying is I can't live in this world and still be the spiritual creator that I know I am, because all that stuff affects me.
Hopefully this is the correct light bulb that just went off. So instead of reacting to it by avoiding it or turning it off, when I happen upon it, I send it love or send good thoughts that way and move on to whatever I'm going to be looking at next.
Yes, and to know that your energy of your I am presence, and when we use those words, what we mean is the energy I am that creates.
Right.
Right? Is in alignment and harmony with all the electrical impulses of the world, because we're actually sending out electrical impulses. And the fear is if we say those words, that we're going to be in alignment with a lesser force than our highest electrical impulse.
Okay.
But that's not true. It's what we want is to be the highest electrical impulse of our creative selves while we're in harmony with all other electrical impulses. Otherwise, and this is what they're saying, there's no way we'll be able to communicate with alien beings who are here to help us if we're trying to protect ourselves from the frequencies that they're working with.
Okay.
And any medium will tell you that one of the easiest ways for people on the other side to contact us is through electronics. The lights will go on. Your computer will flash. Like I know when I asked my husband died of a heart attack. And when I was getting ready to remarry, before I walked out, I said, because the wedding was at the house, and I said, Christopher, I need a sign. I need a sign that you're blessing this. And I swear to God, Catherine, all the lights blinked and every clock in the house stopped and the TV came on.
Wonderful.
So maybe you should start looking at all of these things as positives.
Yeah.
Now, I'm asking if anybody's trying to get your attention, talk to you, reach out to you from the other side, and I get a no, except that it's all energy that's trying to reach you from the other side. All energy wants to communicate with you, but you've been a little fearful of allowing that to come through. Well, now somebody's, hold on, gosh, here we go. Is your father passed over?
Yes.
Yeah, well, he's coming in. And he's kind of laughing, Catherine.
Oh, he, yeah.
He's laughing at you, and he's trying to give me a nickname like Pookie or Bookie, or what did he call you?
Snitzy.
Okay, Missy.
Snitzy.
Snitzy.
Snitzy. It's not.
Yeah, that's not. No, it was an Ookie. It was something like an Ookie. And he's saying, you know, I want to communicate with you, but you're like keeping me away because there's a little bit of fear that you have, and now they're showing me that, oh God, what was that, Stephen? Poltergeist, where they came through the TV.
Yeah.
Right? And it was so scary. And then, of course, you've heard all the stories. Everybody in that film died.
Yeah.
Almost everybody in that film died in some weird way. It was crazy. He said, you've got some silly connection going on about all that stuff, and it's just not true. You know, that's the stuff that horror films are made of. But energy is just energy. And literally, why you're doing this session today is to bring in the information that if we want to start communicating on a greater level with higher information and higher energy beings, we've got to get comfortable with communicating with them energetically over the cell phones, the TVs, the computers, and all that. So we can't have any kind of, boy, I bet you didn't think we were going to get into this today.
Really interesting.
Yeah, go ahead.
How do I set myself up to do this better? Or how? What is it that I need
to... Well, like we do everything in the work, Catherine, it's, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready, I'm open, and I'm willing. If you want to communicate with me through any of these electronics, I'm open for it. If a message comes on the screen, I'm not going to freak out and go into some horror film in my head.
No, I'm not going to do that.
You know, if you want to use me as a conduit, as one of the first people that communicate over electronics, bring it on.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so hold on. Anybody switched? Are we being affected by any energy giving us incorrect information? I'm asking all the right questions, getting the highest answers. This is the highest understanding of why all these things happened with her electronics. I get nobody's messing with us. We all want the highest answer, and this is the highest information, Catherine.
You know, which leads me to, I don't know if you probably don't recall because you talked to so many people, but on our last session, you gave me a mantra for dealing with negative entities and energy.
Uh-huh.
And you wanted me to do it. I had had, like, really low energy, and I think that's what, I have a ringing in my ear, but that's lessening, but I think the thing that spurred it was, you know, it's like somebody had zapped my energy, and you said, I think we need to put this in place.
Yeah.
And you did do it for, you know, a couple times a day for a couple of days, and then I've been doing it every single day with my routine in the morning, you know, the prayers and things I say in the morning. And
so I want to know why, what it is. There's a fear. And since you brought it up, I'm sure it's going to reconnect with this top part that we've already gotten to. There's a fear that allows that negative energy to keep coming in. Am I going to a core belief? Yes. Hang on a minute. Here. Oh, that's so funny you use that word. I don't think I have enough energy to do this.
No, I'm feeling fine now. This was a month ago. This is when we put that in place. It had that time that I had been zapped, and you said,
"Yeah,
I think there's some negative energies and entities," and so you gave me, I have to be clean of all negative entities and energies now, and some other things.
I command you back to the light.
Commands you back to the light. I have dominion over my energy. And yes. I added to that, I'm powerful, I'm love, I have white light within me and white light surrounding me, based on our discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's gone. But
well, it's interesting because when you started asking me about it, I tested, is all that negative energy, is there any negative energy still there? And I got a yes. Is there now? And I get a no. So that's why I wanted to get to the base core fear. Because fear just weakens our energy. That's all it is. Fear weakens our energy, and it allows other energy then to affect us. It's basically what we're talking about. So there is, and it's not a belief, but it's a fear. And, okay, back to the car, that you'll run out of energy.
Huh.
And this started when you were a little girl. So let's talk about this.
Okay.
Did you watch your mom or dad? Were they sick? What was going on with their energy?
My dad always had great energy, but my mother died when I was 4. And she, the last 2 years of her life, she had cancer. And back in the day, there wasn't, I mean, she had mastectomies, but there, you know, basically it was prolonging her life rather than a cure. So my older siblings ended up, you know, assuming a lot of responsibility in the family. And basically the last couple of years, probably from when I was 2 on, you know, she had health issues. I spent a lot of time with her because she was at home. And that's really interesting, Dee. I never would have put that together.
Welcome to the channel.
So
they want to know how old she was.
She was 41 when she died. She would have been mid-30s, I think. See, I don't have good records on that because
And but could I ask how old you are?
I'm 70. I just turned 70.
You're 70. Okay.
I am.
And they want to go back to when you're 40.
Yeah.
Okay. Did anything start around 38 to 42 health-wise for you?
I think that's when I started getting arthritis. My rheumatoid arthritis is back then.
Yeah. That's...
And I was internalizing fear, stress, you name it. I was doing all the things. I was the poster child for the non-example, you know. And I understand that, but that's what I was capable of doing at the time.
Your little child, which is why I think this little child work that we do is so important. Your little child remembered, oh, this is the age where people get sick. This is the age where people start to break down. That's what happened to Mommy.
Isn't that interesting? Huh.
Well, it makes perfect sense because we don't know that we register. We don't even know we understand it. But I've told all of you on the show so many times, you know, my husband had his heart attack just a few days before Halloween. And for years, I would start getting palpitations and pains in my chest, and I would go to my heart doctor. And finally, fourth or fifth year, he looked at me and went, Dee, you come in here every October with this. What happened in your life in October?
And I went,
oh, my God, my husband had his heart attack and died. And he said, and you're remembering that physically and doing it to yourself.
Wow.
Now, of course, arthritis is all about anger, too. Anger and despair. So that little girl had been holding in anger and despair for a very long time about that loss of her mother. And finally, she said, oh, well, now I can start experiencing it in my body because this is the age Mommy had it, and maybe I'll get that I don't have to do this.
You know, she had, she lost the mother, and she had two stepmothers and a litany of things that went on in terms of setting up the anger and a marriage that wasn't working. So she was pretty ticked off, yeah.
Well, yeah, and so were you.
Yeah.
You were ticked off at losing her at such a young age.
Yeah.
And you had anger modeled for you. And so the more anger you kept buried, sweetheart, the more your body had to start screaming, don't do this anymore. Look what you're doing to me. Because you weren't aware of it. Hadn't been aware of it since you were two or three or four. Well, they just said more two or three, D. So, you know, that goes back to your battery running out, the energy running out, not being able to communicate over your phone is a metaphor for not being able to communicate with other energy. So let's look at the communication of ourselves with our own energy. That's what our work is all about, Catherine.
Right.
There's another topic that you want to ask me about that has something, it'll dovetail back into this. Do you know where we're going? Okay, what is it?
The other thing we've been working on is my health of my body, because it's such a stellar healthy body. And I'm saying that because I'm the positive focus that I've taken rather than looking at fixing something that's wrong because of all the things that we've talked about.
Thank you.
And I have had the urinary infections that have recurred for years. And I find that particularly the stuff we talked about recently about taking the things that those controlling, not controlling, managing the thoughts in your head, and to the point where if you're going down the old stories and the old pathways, that you capture them and turn them around and either say, no, that's not what I wanted to say, this is where I want to go, or thought, yes. I don't want you to come in, I want this thought to come in, this is the one I mean, and say, so I'm overloading on the things that are where I am to be, how I see my body and myself, and not paying attention when the other thoughts come in and go, blah, blah. I send them off on their way and say, undo, undo, undo is what I end up doing a lot of the time when I catch them, and then put something in their place that's positive.
Yeah, that's called conscious living. That's why my first book is called Conscious Creation, because you have to choose your thoughts or you have to choose a new thought. And you've heard that expression, you know, if you're in the spiritual world at all, choose a new thought.
Yeah.
And that's what they mean. You know, if we love ourselves, we have to choose the thoughts that are going to create more love for our bodies and everything else. So what they want you to understand is urinary infections and stuff have a lot to do with, quote, unquote, being pissed off.
Yeah.
Okay? And mm-hmm. all of this information about your little girl and how pissed off she was at the loss of her mother and pissed off at the sickness that took her
mm-hmm.
is coming forward through these urinary infections. To go, okay, can you let go of all that now? You don't have to be pissed off anymore. And they said the anger is so buried, Catherine, that you almost hardly realize it's there.
Hmm. Well, I have been...
Yeah,
go
ahead.
No, I have been working with my little girl, and I have been, we talked about talking to her about that we're safe now, and that we can be expansively vulnerable as we embrace all this human experience has to offer us. And so that's become part of my routine, you
Good.
Know, every
now-
day.
When you work with your little girl, tell her you would like her to join you in letting all this anger go.
I haven't asked that.
That you understand that she was scared and she was devastated and she was angry, and they underline this, angry about the disease. Like, why did you do this to my mommy? And that it's not serving us now, that mommy would want us to be healthy and happy and vital and feeling great in our bodies.
Right.
Right. So we're going to let this anger go, and we're going to replace it with love. So we're going to choose love, little Catherine, whenever we can, which is all the time, we're choosing love. I love me. I love my body. I love my urinary tract. I love of the energy, electrical energy that's trying to connect with me from the other side. Your dad's coming in again going, please reinforce this for me. He really wants to get in touch with you.
Huh. Okay.
He's very jovial, right? Your dad?
You would love him. Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's a guy who has had a whole lot of stuff happen to him in his life, and he still had a smile on his face.
Yeah, and he's inviting your little girl to join him.
Oh, cool.
You know, the crap that happens in life does not define how happy you are or not.
No, he was a pretty charismatic, good guy. He, you know, like all human beings, we all have our strengths and our things that we aren't so strong at. But in terms of unconditional love, he gave me that. I really am.
I have to ask you, did he have a mustache?
No.
Okay. Then that's, they're saying to me, using that for me, that that's the same message from my dad. Because my dad, as you know, was an alcoholic, but he was fun and sweet and jovial when he wasn't drinking.
Yeah.
And good. Thank you for that message for me, to let that whatever anger is still there. And
yeah.
And go to the disappointment. Your little girl will be able to feel into the disappointment of the loss more than connect with the word anger.
Okay.
But the anger grew as she grew.
Right.
Right. The more she could understand about death and everything and the loss and her mom, the angrier she became about that. Not angry in life, but angry about that. Well, angry at life, that life did that to her and her mommy.
Well, and then the stepmother that came in probably exacerbated that as well.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
But
you know,
see, that's, you set that all up, Catherine, so that you could learn in this lifetime, anger doesn't work. Anger breaks your body down. Anger breaks your joy down, your creation down. Anger gets in the way of everything you want.
Yep.
And that's really why you came in this time to learn that message.
And you know what? I've been able to start spreading it. Not a lot yet, but primarily to my daughter. She's been going through a lot, and I've been able to, she's kind of like my guinea pig, but passing on things that I'm learning. And she feels that it helps her. And I keep thinking, you know, it's all about the love, and it's just, it's not as, it is hard, but it isn't hard, you know?
Well, it's only hard because we fight it.
Yeah.
And because we've never been taught the simple principles. I mean, we've read them. The teacher named Christ taught them.
Yep.
The teacher named Buddha taught them, right?
Yep.
E.T. taught it. But we hear the words, but they're too simple. Well, what do you mean if there's a war breaking out and people are starving and getting shot and being put in concentration camps, how can I stay in love? Well, because you choose to. You don't, again, back to the electrical impulses, you don't let that define your reaction, which creates a chemical change within us, which pulls to us what we don't want. You followed that, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I got that.
Okay.
I have All You Need Is Love, the Beatles, in my head right now.
Yeah.
And thinking back to that time of people rolling their eyes like, oh, my gosh, all you need is love, you know. Not me, but I'm saying that in general, you know, how people, it's like it can't be that easy.
Yeah, because, you know, we know a lot of reasons why we hold on to that. Struggle's good, and you're a better person if you have to struggle, right? You are worth more, and you've earned something more if you struggle a lot. And also, that it's in the getting to something. It's in the getting to what you want that all the endorphins get dumped into your body. So it feels good almost getting there, but still staying in the struggle. Weird, huh?
That makes sense.
Yeah. I tell my body, you know, I want to get there. I want to go all the way. And I want all my endorphins dumped in, you know, when I get there and achieve it. You know, I'm going to run past the finish mark. Okay, there's one more thing they're saying you need to bring in. Do you know what it is?
No, I don't know what it is.
Okay, sheets, book. Give me a song, please.
He's got the whole world.
Okay.
In his hand.
Yep, I know it well. Okay, sorry, I make notes in case we have to go back. All right, well, the channel wants to ask you, do you know that he's you?
Pardon me?
Say what? He's got the whole world in his hands, right? Do you know that he is you?
Oh, he's got the whole
I've got the whole world in my hands. I've got the whole wide world. I've got all of my creation is in my hands.
Yeah. Wow.
There's no separation. I am the presence that creates. I am my I am presence, which is the same I am presence of the I am, which is there is one creation presence. And you have to know how to use it, and then it can partner with you. Let me say that again. There is one presence of creation that's everywhere, omnipotent, omnipresent. One power of creation, presence. It will work with you. It will work against you depending on how much you know that it's in your hands. How consciously you choose to use it.
I'm writing.
Yeah, good. Hold on, there's something else coming in about that. But I love that, you know. I've got the whole world in my hands. Wow.
I haven't thought of that song in years, so.
Yeah, I love it when everybody goes, how did that work? He said, well, you channel it.
We didn't script this either, right?
What?
We didn't script this either.
For sure. This one's been off the charts. I don't think you could have... We couldn't have scripted this thing with talking to electrical impulses and aliens and everything else. I'm going to sheet 3, 1 through 5, 5 through 10, 5. Yep, here you go. Claim, I am the highest answer. So let's break that down. If we're saying, I am... the highest answer. We're saying the presence of all creation that I am is the highest answer for me. And when I know that, I'm healed because I have the ability to use all of the electrical impulse of creation in my hands. Whenever we say I am, it is calling up our creative force to follow the direction that we're choosing. So when you say, Catherine, I am tired, then your energy has got to follow that direction. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I understand that because I'm the creator.
Yep.
But, like, there are times when you're going to be tired. Like, you know, when you don't sleep, like you had that situation yesterday. There are times that does happen. So are we saying that?
We're saying that's a belief system. There are people in the world. I've also said, I can't believe how much energy I have. I didn't sleep at all last night.
Yeah.
So, okay, basically what they're saying is, look, if you don't get a good night's sleep, get up and say, gosh, I feel great and I have so much energy.
Yeah.
Because then your energy has to follow that. But we say, well, that's lying to ourselves. No. You're choosing to direct your energy, your I am presence, toward what you want.
Yeah. That makes sense to me.
Makes total sense. Look, I'm an actress, right?
Yes.
If I get a direction, then I'm supposed to follow it. And I get a lot of directions on the show I'm on right now that I go, no, I can't do that. It's not right what you're asking me to do. It's not right for the character. So I have to then decide, like when I'm watching the news and they're saying, everybody better be in fear about this. Do I decide to follow their direction? Or do I decide I better create my own direction?
Right. Right. Creating my own direction is the way I'm going.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're directing your body to be at peace. You're directing your body to be in joy. That's the highest word for you, joy. Joy
expectancy. It is.
Joy expectancy, yeah.
I had designed at one time, I don't know, a long time ago, and you know, like a gold Ankh, back when gold was affordable, that it upside down, it. So if I look down at the Ankh or the charm, whatever it is, I would rejoy going upwards. But other people, it would just look like weird lines, you know. And I need to unearth that and start wearing it again.
Well, yeah, that's a tool that you use to remind yourself to direct your energy the way you wanted it to be directed. Some people wear crosses. Some people wear, you know, quartz.
Yep.
Some people, every time we get up and say, my heart's open, front and back, merged with my whole brain, my chakras are open, balanced, spinning in the right direction, my hara line is straight, strong, and through the ID point, and I am aligned with source. We are consciously choosing to direct our creative force to do those things. So, you know, post-its, whatever you want to do, if you need, until it becomes a conscious, just, you know, part of who you are thing, then do whatever you need to do, but remember to direct your energy, because that is your power, is using your I am presence, which is your creative force, in a chosen, directive way.
I know we're getting short on time.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
I want to go just ask a quick question about the negative entities and energies thing. Do I need to continue thinking so I can let go of that?
They are suggesting that when what's the best time of the day? At nighttime, just state that.
Okay. I will do so.
Okay. Anything else around everything we've spoken about today? We're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love, and so it is. Catherine, thank you so much. My goodness gracious, what an amazing session.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You bet. Keep me posted, okay, about letting go of this anger stuff.
Well, and the other thing is opening up to whatever wants to come in.
You bet.
You know,
yep.
With the electronics.
Daddy wants to talk to you, baby. So look for him. Okay, my gosh, everybody, thank you for joining us. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves. And love yourselves more, because, you know, that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.